On the program this morning, we're going to talk about the link between vaccines and autism. We're talking with author Sarah Bridges, author of the new book, A Bad Reaction. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for being with us. Sarah, you've authored a book. You've written a book called A Bad Reaction. It's an eye-opener for those concerned about the link between autism and vaccines. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what prompted the book?
Yeah, what prompted the book was our family's personal experience with a vaccine injury. My second child, I have several children, was born typical and healthy, and when he was 4 months old, received the normal well baby vaccines, and that night had an extremely severe reaction to his pertussis shot, awoke screaming, had 106 fever, and when we got into the hospital, went into a two-hour grand mal seizure that ultimately resulted in a brain injury, and that's his formal diagnosis. And the book was really written to describe what it was like to go through that and to go through the vaccine court that the CDC has and win our case.
Now, I guess we should clarify right from the beginning. What is your stance as a parent on vaccinations?
I actually am very pro-vaccine. I have a doctorate and have done original research in neuropsychology. I know how important vaccines are, so I want to get that out of the way. That said, and anyone in science or any medical doctor will tell you every medication has a side effect, and the CDC acknowledges this. If you go today on their website, it outlines all the side effects from the vaccines. So my stance is pro-vaccine, but at the same time, pro-vaccine safety. And I feel very strongly that the children that are injured in the name of public good, of vaccination, need to have a chance to go through this vaccine court and have their disabilities taken care of.
In autism is it's one of those things that really has, I guess the number of cases has really grown over the years. I have a son who has borderline autism.
Oh, and, I'm sorry to hear that.
The autism spectrum disorder,
yep,
it's called. And my understanding from our journey is that autism is one of those things that just in the last several years, the numbers on the diagnosis have just gone through the roof.
They have gone through the roof, and for a period of time, and I kept a very open mind of what was going on. We weren't sure if it was something called category substitution, where we just start diagnosing something more because we know about it. But today, all of the government agencies will acknowledge it is, in fact, a true incidence that autism and, as you mentioned, things on the spectrum, ADD, learning disabilities, all of the rest, have skyrocketed. I mean, in the 70s, the cases of autism was about 1 in 10,000, and today the CDC is saying it's about 1 in 50 boys.
Yeah, that's a huge spike.
And that's a huge spike.
And I have to wonder, you know, like you say, sometimes I have thought, because I had ADD as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and my son had some of the same symptoms that they were calling autism spectrum disorder. So I thought maybe, like you said, it was a replacement diagnosis.
Sure.
But those numbers are just, they're just huge, and there's, Has the government acknowledged that there's a link between vaccines of any kind and autism?
No. In fact, the government very vociferously would say there is no link. What they will acknowledge vaccines cause are side effects, and I'd encourage anyone to go to the CDC website and look at the side effects that they say are caused, and you can go to the court regarding. It's a little tricky how they talk about vaccine-induced autism. Even in my son's case, they will say and acknowledge that vaccines like pertussis can cause a brain injury because the child gets a brain infection, and then the brain injury causes autism. So it's a little bit like saying, you know, when you have a car accident, the airbag killed a person inflating incorrectly. But it was not the maker of the airbag at fault. It was the airbag itself that caused the problem. So it's a funny kind of wordplay that we get into, that it's not the vaccine causing the injury. It's the brain, I'm sorry, it's not the vaccine causing autism, it's the vaccine causing the brain injury, which causes the autism. It's complicated.
And like you said, you're not anti, you're not against the vaccinations. They're an important part of the health of our children and us as adults too. But these are things that a person should keep in mind when having a child vaccinated and when looking into that. And the book again is called A Bad Reaction, a memoir by Sarah Bridges. And Sarah, where's the book available?
Yeah, the book is available through Amazon, or you can come to the website, abadreaction.com, or come visit us on Facebook.
So plenty of options to check out the book. It's gotten a lot of great reviews, and it's a good read. And again, it's not necessarily a rant against vaccines. This is the story of your personal journey, your family's personal journey.
I really want to make that very clear, and I get very uncomfortable when it gets stamped just as an anti-vaccine book. In fact, on the very first page of the book, I talk about being pro-vaccine. This is my personal story, our family's journey, and I'm wishing that it'll provide some hope for other families.
It's an important story, a very important story, and I think just in my own personal opinion, I think that this is a story that's still developing. Not just your memoir, but I mean the story of this link between vaccines and autism and other things. I think we're going to find out, you know, looking back a few years down the road, that there was more to the story.
I think so. You know, we as humans have something that's biochemical diversity. We're all different. And we all respond differently, as we know, to foods and alcohol and substances and medications. And we are going to find out, like every medication, that a small percentage of children are not suited for these and have a really difficult time processing them.
In the book, again, A Bad Reaction by Sarah Bridges, the website, abadreaction.com. Check them out on Facebook. And Sarah, thanks for taking the time to call in and share your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.